Sloke Bhaktir Bhavt Naistiki. We are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment, Text 42. Tashedam Upagayanti. Arsabase Aracharse. Manasapi Mahatmana. Nano Vartmarati Nripo. Makshigeva Gautmata. Tashedam Upagayanti. Arsabase Aracharse. Manasapi Mahatmana. Nanu Vartmar Atinipo. Makshikeva Garutmata. Tashetam Upagayanti. Arsabase Arajakse. Manasapi Mahatmana. Nanu Vartmarati Nripo. Maksikeva Garutmata. Please repeat. It's difficult to read. Tasheyamu pagayanti arsabase aracharse manasapi mahatmana nanu vartmarati nripo maksikeva rutmatahan. Vaishnavis? Okay. Dasya of Jad Bharat. Idam. This glorification. Upagayante. They sing. Arsabasya. Of the son of Rishabhadev. Iha. Here. Raja Rishe, of the great saintly king, Manasa Api, even by the mind, Maha Atmanaha, of the great personality, Jad Bharat, Na, not Anuvartma Arati, able to follow the path. Nripa, any king. Maksika, a fly. Eva, like. Garutmata, of Garuda, the carrier of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, translation and purport by Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Having summarized the teachings of Jad Bharat, Sukadev Goswami said, my dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jad Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Purport. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manusyam sasre sukashit yadata sidaye yadanam api sidanam kashimam fetitat fataha. Out of many thousand among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and those who have achieved perfection hardly knows me in truth. The power of devotional service is very difficult even for the great kings who have conquered many enemies. Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted in mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajan. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver all conditioned souls. This path is too simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kala nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna conscious movement. Because so many European and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Tasyidam upagayanti arasabhasyasa rajarsair manasapi mahatmana nanuvart marati nripo makshikeva garutmata. Having summarized the teachings of Jad Bharat Sukadev Goswami, my dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jad Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date none of the great kings are victorious leaders, and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Janjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chitchitanya Manopistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadam Yam Dadati Sva Padantikam Pandeyam Shiro Shiyuda Padkamalam Shirum Vaishnavam Sha Shirupam Sagachatam Sagan Raghunatam Fitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Javadutam Parjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jyatpate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanashvari Vrishamana Sute Devi Pranamaya Haripriye Pankha Kalp Trubesha Kripas Nvayvesha Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswanti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vaskachai Desatarine. So in from this verse and especially from Srila Prabhupada's purports, it appears or it's confirmed that those who follow the path of pure devotional service are very, very rare souls. See also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end of the sixth canto, Sukadev Goswami confirms this with Maharaj Parikshit. And he says, Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma kotish api mahamuni. O great sage among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. This is among many millions who are liberated. Muktanam api siddhanam. So, to be liberated, that's the first stage. To get a Brahma-Buddha platform. Na shoshati na kankshati. No lamenting and no plan making for the body. Liberation is just the realization that I'm not a body. That's all. I'm not a body. That's the realization of that. But one has to go further towards self-realization. And it's already rare that if someone attains that platform in this world to be liberated, what to say beyond that stage? So that is very, very rare. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the point, also in the verse, all these big kings that like 5,000, more than 5,000 years ago, Mother Earth Bhumi was overburdened with so many demoniac kings who wanted to exploit the earth just for their sense gratification. They organized their kingdom just so that they could enjoy that. And from the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam also, there we have a chapter about Mother Bhumi. And she says, all these kings, they are fighting for a kingdom, but they are here only for a moment. It's just they are fighting, but then they lose their life and it's finished. But what did they achieve? The real achievement is to conquer, to control one's mind and senses. Then one is really a hero. One is not a hero to fight a battle on the battlefield and they conquer the enemy. That's not a real hero. A hero is one who comes to the point of conquering birth, death, old age and disease. And that process starts with controlling the mind and senses. Vachya vegan manasakroda vegam jiva vegam utarupasta vegam eta vegam visaeta diro dat sarvam apimam pitivam nasisyat. That's the first thing to do, is become a Goswami, says Rupa Goswami. That means, yes, vacho vegam, manasa kroda vegam. One has to control the urges to speak and control the tongue. Control the tongue means two things. That control the tongue by only eating prasadam. That's sacred food over to Lord Krishna. Because and that in a moderate way, the purpose of eating is to keep body and soul together. Because if one eats too much, then that will cause pressure on the genitals, and one will not be able to control the sex urge. That an uncontrolled sex urge means uncontrolled mind, that miseries without end. Us. That's already rare. A person who tries to control his mind and senses, and it's very difficult. It's very difficult in this age to do that. Just to, and this is the beginning of yoga, the beginning of every spiritual practice. If you are not becoming advanced in that, you cannot practice any yoga system. It's just the ABC. But, of course, many are trying to control their mind and senses by restricting, by trying to cut, renounce the object of the senses, give up sense gratification, restrict your eating to a minimum. But that path is very troublesome, and it's not effective, because the desire to eat and to enjoy is still there. You don't change your desire just by restricting that. To come to the point of controlling the senses, one must follow certain rules together with negative rules, things not to do and things to do. That's very important. And then Srila Rupa Goswami gives 6 items which are not favorable for devotional service. Atyahara prayasas cha prajalpaniyamaha jnana sangha salalyam cha sadbhaktir avinishyati. These are 6 items that destroy devotional service: eating too much, endeavoring, collecting for so many things, trying to get a big bank balance and so on. That atyahara prayasascha prajalpa, filling the mind with all the news in the world, what's happening. And then jnana sangham salalyam sa, associating with people who are inclined for sense gratification. Most people in the world think in our modern society, life is for enjoyment. You live only once, so let us enjoy. So that's the philosophy. If you associate closely with such people, you will take over their habits and become greedy like them. Lalyam. That's their style of life. But if we associate with devotees, then we get the opposite. We get enthusiastic that to engage in devotion activities and forget about all this sense gratification that Shana Sangha Saldoliatsa. That, but it was 30 years ago that I remember a film that I saw, and the title of the film was L'Avare. It was a French film, The Greedy Man. It was a film of Louis de Funès. It's a comic, a French comic, anyway. And he was playing this role as L'Avare, the greedy man, and like in the morning, his servant, because he was a very rich man, but he was very greedy. He would not spend money, but his servant would come in his sleeping room and wake him up by moving gold coins in a cup, and by that sound he was waking up, because that was his life, collecting money, getting money. that was his meditation. But on the other side, if we hear from the Bhagavatam, there you have Svayambhuva Muni Manu. He was waking up in the morning, his servants would recite the glories of the Supreme Lord, read from the Bhagavatam, or read from the Ramayana, and that's how we wake up. So we see different situations that Svayambhuva Manu organized his life so that every moment he could remember the Supreme Lord. That every moment that he could fix his mind on the Supreme Lord. That so these are things to do, organize our lives as such that every moment of the day we have to remember the Supreme Lord. That so we have Rupa Goswami gives us this formula of six items favorable for devotional service. That and the six items favorable are Utsaya Nisaya Daryat Tat karma pravartanat, sangotyaga sato vite, sadbir bhaktir prashidati. Six items favorable for devotional service: being enthusiastic. If you are associating with devotees who are very enthusiastic in Srila Prabhupada's mission, that will affect you. You will become affected by their bliss, by their happiness, and thus nisyat. And those who have faith, who have confidence in the process of devotional service, associating with them, with those who have faith, we will get faith. Nisya, that's Utsa Nisya Daryat, and patience. Yeah. We have to learn to be patient. Devotional service in a purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to devotional service as the slow process of devotional service. It purifies us, but not immediately. You have to practice and follow, and after some years, you come in that anartha nirvritti, and really then your attachment starts to go when you have received the taste for hearing about Krishna. Then that's when it happens. That karma pravartanat, follow all the rules and regulations of devotional service very strictly. And then we come to the point here, following the path of the Mahajan. That's, we have 12 Mahajans, but our Mahajan is Srila Prabhupada. He has our founder Acharya, because he gave us the process which is really effective for this age, which he received from Lord Chaitanya. But not only the process, also to bring it in practice for us. That a brilliant combination of the five most potent items of devotional service. And practicing these five most potent items, that is what really will help us to purify the heart. Living in a holy place, worshipping the deity, association with devotees, hearing the Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name. Our whole program is morning program, is centered around these five. And then Srila Rupa Goswami says again, Sangha Tyaga, avoid association with non-devotees. He repeats his stride two times, so important is that. But then even more important is Sangha Tyaga Satovriti, following the path of the great devotees, of the great authorities. Because Srila Prabhupada set for us our standards. And it is said in this verse, it is very rare that someone attains liberation. Liberation. I explained that a few times last week, but not yet in Radha Desha. How can you test that you are liberated? Is that a very difficult thing? You take your japa mala and start to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And while chanting, let's see if you can fix your mind on the holy name, or whether your mind wants to do something else. If your mind wants to do something else, it's going in the planning mode. The mind says you have so many things to do, and this and that and that. Or the mind tells you, oh, that went wrong and that went wrong. Frustration. That. Then if you cannot control the mind and fix it on the holy name, then you are not liberated. Very simple. It's a very high stage that to attain liberation. It's from if you chant Hare Krishna and you observe that you cannot get your mind, that your mind wanders and you have to bring it back, it's not deeply absorbed in the holy name, because then you are a Kanishtha Adhikar devotee. Radha Gopinath ki jai. So, and we are all on in that position, but we should endeavor to come to the Madhyam platform of devotional service. Madhyam platform means beyond liberation. And we can come, or we can act already on that Madhyam platform when we follow strictly all the rules and regulations of devotional service as instructed by Srila Prabhupada in his books. Following strictly. That Srila Prabhupada in the purport of Nectar of Instruction 5 writes and explains, one who follows strictly, very strictly, all rules and regulations and engages in devotional service without deviation is considered an uttam adhikar. That's quite something. Just following very strictly. Like the temple program, being every mangalaratik there, with Janmashtami, devotees, many times I'm not there at mangalaratik because they had a good meal after midnight. But the idea is that you have to be very strict every mangalaratik to be there, that organize your life so that the practice of devotional service becomes a priority, not something we do when besides our work or other things. It becomes the center of our life. Understanding Srila Prabhupada's instructions which are a repetition of Krishna's instructions, but explained as such that we understand how to practice it in our time, place and circumstances. Because it's this practice that if we become engaged 100% in devotional service as instructed by Srila Prabhupada, just following this strictly, you are on a liberated platform. That because you forget all other activities. it's like a child when he does mischief, then he does mischief because it's not properly engaged. If you engage the child in some activity, then it will forget mischief. But from the mom, that's the nature of the mind also. It is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. Udrat atmanatmanam, atmanam avasadiyat, atmevi atmanavanur, atmeva ripur atmanam. With the mind you can degrade yourself, or you can elevate yourself. And that's the point of yoga. Use your mind as such that it will elevate yourself. Means fixing your mind on Krishna. That's the highest yogi. Yoginam api sarvnam madhinanantratmanam shradvabhasteyamam same yukta tamamata. Highest yogi is one who always thinks of Krishna in the core of his heart. So all these rules and regulations are meant to come to that point. But one cannot jump artificially to that level of always remembering Krishna. One can only remember always Krishna after the platform of liberation. It's not possible otherwise. The mind will deviate. So we have to train the mind. Always bring it back. Make your mind your friend. If we associate with worldly minded people, then you are training your mind to become your enemy. That's what you are doing. if you let your mind go to the internet and read the news and all the things in this world, it will infect you, the infection, and you will not be able to control your mind. Because bandur atmatmanastasya yanatmanam yanatmai vatmanajita anatrutvat tutsatrutve partitatmaiva satruvat. The mind is your best friend. when it's controlled. The mind is your greatest enemy when it's uncontrolled. This is what Prahlad Maharaj explains. Matirna Krishna Paratos Vatuvam Itopi Vatyeti Shriya Vatanam Anandakapurvistam Tamisham Punaspana Sarvata Sarvananam. The inclination for Krishna consciousness will not take place if your mind is uncontrolled. Uncontrolled mind, Prahlad Maharaj says, is the greatest enemy. But this uncontrolled mind, it just brings you in a state of insanity. Punar punar sarvata sarvananam. One does always the same stereotype things, that giving satisfaction to the stomach and the belly. But so to come to that point of controlling the mind can only be done in its perfection by engaging the mind in activities of Krishna consciousness, in engaging the mind in Krishna's business. So this is something to be very conscious of. Where am I absorbing my mind in? That, because also with your intelligence, you have to control your mind and your senses. That's yogi. That is in the second chapter, Krishna explains that the yogi knows the art like a tortoise withdraws his limbs when there is danger. So the yogi cannot just put his mind on every object and let the mind meditate on it. It's like when we eat, then we digest. The mind is also, with the mind we digest things also. We digest things which we see. So you cannot let your mind go to things, objects, and then digest it. Then you are lost. Your mind is lost. That Brahmachari should know that very well. That don't let your mind go to the form of a woman. Don't look at it. Don't meditate on it. You are lost because you will digest it. Once digested, your mind is contaminated with lust. You have to learn to see object in this world related to Krishna. If we see the relationship to Krishna, then no question of digesting. Because we know it's for Krishna's enjoyment. But that should not just be theoretical, but also practical. But that consciousness we have to develop. That by the chanting of the holy name has this power. It to do two things. It by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But if done in the proper spirit of humility and a state of helplessness, then this chanting will purify the heart of this tendency to exploit that and remove the lust. It will remove the cause of the lust, the desire to enjoy, and transform it in desire to serve Krishna. It removes the root, and the root of our problem is desire. we have to change our desire from the desire to exploit to the desire just to serve and give love to Krishna. That love is meant for Krishna. And that so this is an important lesson to learn. Therefore, the whole this chapter, the Forest of Enjoyment, and the previous two chapters, is to come to cultivate in our heart this, and to remove this deep-rooted tendency to exploit and enjoy things in this world. That this is helps us to come to a sense of reality. That these senses are like thieves. they are stealing our intelligence if we don't control them. Yes. Anyway, the so many teachings in this chapter of the Forest of Enjoyment that like Haridas Thakur, he lived in a cave in Vrindavan for some time. And in that cave was living also a poisonous snake. Devotees were worried that how can you live in a cave where also a snake lives, because they knew there was a snake living, because you could smell it, that the poison of the snake gives a certain smell. And they went to Haridas Thakur and told him, please leave this snake. It's not good to live together with such creatures. One day you will be killed. And Haridas Thakur said, I don't feel any inconvenience from the snake living here. Of course, Haridas Thakur was completely fearless. Because he was living in a cave because he wanted to stay far from all materialists. Better to live with a snake than with this materialist and become influenced by their tendency to exploit things. But then Haridas Thakur said, yes, but if devotees want me to leave, I will leave. And from the moment he took the decision, the super soul in the heart of the snake made the snake leave. And at that moment, the snake came out of the cave, and everyone saw it disappearing in the forest. But Haridas Thakur, better to live with a snake than with materialists. And we should come to that point of yes, although sometimes living with devotees may also be troublesome, may not always be the most pleasant experience for our minds, because sometimes devotees may be very direct, or they may bring us some karma from in the past. It is not living with devotees. Sometimes you think, yes, everything will be a rose and Charanamrita. Now everything will be fine. Devotees are very kind. But then something happens, and then we think, oh, what's going on here? But it's not that we come in contact with devotees and everything will be all right, because it's like being in a hospital. We are all in a hospital, mental hospital. Cure the mind from the disease of lust, anger, greed, and so on. And like I just said, most of us may not be liberated. Not liberated means there is still some material contamination, some tendency to exploit tendency to control, to make career, to make still plans for the body and the mind, to get recognition. It becomes more subtle, but becomes more subtle, for sure, but it's still there. And this material motivation causes problems between devotees in management. It goes up to the level of GBC. You can believe it or not, I've been 8 years secretary for the GBC body and for the GBC executive committee. And I've seen a lot in ISKCON. Even on these higher levels, there is that influence. Not that we are all liberated souls. But devotees, they are like in the shower. One who is in the shower, one cannot say, criticize this person, he's under the shower, this person is dirty. No, he's under the shower, he's being cleansed. That's so. We have to learn to tolerate this, because only by association of devotees we can make material advancement. Even if there are some trouble and so on, we are all collectively also in the process of becoming purified. And it's up to us to search within the association of devotees those who are purified, those who are advanced. We should learn that art to discriminate when we're advanced, who is not advanced, and especially take advantage of those who are advanced in various parts, in various aspects of devotional service. So that will help us to purify ourselves. Those who are advanced, they are following this path of the Mahajans. When we advance, Sapti Parasanishatam Pramanyupasamasrajam. When we advanced, he knows the scriptures and the conclusions of the scriptures and how to act, how to bring them in practice. And he surrendered in all circumstances to the Supreme Lord. So one who is surrendered to Srila Prabhupada's mission, who engages in spreading Krishna consciousness and gives his life to the mission, is a great soul. Even if he has still some contamination, sadhu reva samantavya, one should not see this bad qualities, these material qualities in devotees, because they are temporary. They are going with the body. One should become like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he sees only the spirit, the good qualities, the spiritual qualities in someone. One can say, is that reality? Is that a sense of reality? Yes, it's a sense of reality. Because what's really valuable, it's the spiritual qualities, because they are eternal. You get, and a person who develops them, he receives them for eternity. Even if you take birth again, they will manifest very quickly again. So these are the real qualities. And Lord Shiva, when he sees a good spiritual quality in someone, even he might have 98% other bad qualities, but he sees this 2%, he's going to glorify it until the greatest extent, that quality. And we should search out these qualities in devotees and glorify them. If you do that, you will develop that quality. You will get that quality. That's a very good practice. Anyway, this was my unexpected lecture on this topic. Any questions? Yes. Yeah, Nisaya, Utsaya Nisaya Dayat. Dayat, patience is a good quality. It takes some time. But everyone can see, everyone flies his own airplane. And if I look back to my own consciousness, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I can see the difference with today. Much difference. That because after so many years, you tried so many things. That for 50 years, I've been many years in management. Before I became a devotee and after in ISKCON, many years. And none of the things worked out. So the thing is you learn from that. And you are not disturbed if things are not working out in your life as planned. You know, Krishna is his plan. Krishna is his plan, and you learn how to listen to Krishna in the heart, and you become concerned more with, okay, this does not work out, but what does Krishna want? Why does he make these arrangements? And you may not understand at a certain moment, but you cultivate that confidence. Krishna is there in your life. Like 20 years ago, I started to chant Hare Krishna. You start to chant Hare Krishna. What happens? Your wife tells you, I found another husband. It was the first thing. Of course, she had already a relationship for many years. That came out later, but anyway. And then my boss said, I think I will need another bookkeeper. Yeah. You lose your job, you lose your wife, your children, all your possessions. So I was thinking, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, what's happening here? But it's Krishna's mercy. Krishna's hand is there. He knows the art to take you out of a most disentangled material situation and put you in in the association of devotees, where you can make advancement. So that was the real thing that that happened. Not all these external disturbances for which the mind can go wild and be disturbed, and all your attachments are off. That's like, this is my end, but it's all invention of the mind. Arjuna was in the same situation. He was on the battlefield. He was concerned about the family and his teachers. He had to kill his own teachers, his family members, and then he gave so many reasons why not to do that to Krishna. He says Varna Sankara, so many men will be killed, and then the women will become polluted, that nobody will protect them, and how can I kill my teachers? It's against Dharma, he said. That and even if I kill them and I become victorious, I want to enjoy my kingdom. I want to enjoy with them. So what's the use? Better I become a beggar. And he gives. So he was concerned with a very temporary bodily situation. That, and not with doing his duty as a kshatriya, as devotional service for Krishna. Because the other side were great transgressors of all religious codes. It was his duty to punish them. And Krishna ordered him to do that. And that's the point. You act according to the order of Krishna. But how do we know what to do and what not to do in devotional service? Because in the purpose of Bhagavad Gita 18:57, there Srila Prabhupada makes the point. But what with us, there Arjuna, Krishna is there to instruct Krishna. But how do we know what to do and what not to do? So once Prahlada Nanda Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we know what to do and what not to do? And Srila Prabhupada looked at him with compassion and said, you won't know what to do. You will do the wrong thing. So that's our position. But in the purport there, Srila Prabhupada says, if one follows the directions of Krishna to Arjuna in this book and follows the directions of Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, is in the same position as Arjuna. So we have to learn Bhagavad Gita and understand the signs of devotional service and apply all these techniques in our lives. And then we will know what to do. That and that's the way to success. I agree, it's the chanting of the holy name. It looks easy. Chanting the holy name, taking prasad and dancing. It's easy for the simple, and it's complicated and it's difficult for the complicated. We are all complicated because we have so many considerations and material attachments, and by that we cannot just chant the holy name and feel Krishna, because we have all these considerations, our calculation, Chanmashvara, Shudashibir, Edamana, Madampuman, and our opulence, our possessions, our reputation, our beauty, and so on. These are all important things to us. And this is like poison. And one has to become humble, give up all these attachments, and more tolerant on a tree. That, that's what Lord Chaitanya says to Kirtaniya Sadahari, that one can only chant his holy names with great feeling and love of God when one becomes very humble and surrenders to Krishna, not to these false shelters of this material world. Because that Arjuna, he was doing that is all these false shelters. But they are there like, it's just like wind. It's going, like it's disappearing. Because everything is changing in this world. It's just, these attachments in this world is like a dream. A dream 40 years ago. That's 40 years ago I was living, 45 years ago, I was, let's say, 7 years old. I was living in a small village around Brussels. At that time, they spoke Flemish, the old Flemish language. The next generation started to educate all their children in Dutch. That's the old Flemish language they spoke in Brussels. It was a mixture of French and Flemish words. It's also, So my language disappeared. One generation later, my language disappeared. And all the older people I knew there, and the culture which was prevalent, that, all these people died. They are not there anymore. The culture is gone. All the buildings has changed. Now they even don't speak Dutch anymore. They speak French. So it changed all. That when I went there recently and I was thinking, did it really happen? Just like a dream. So that's material life. It's like a dream. Like it's like this king, and he wanted to marry his daughter to a suitable king. Suitable king, another kshatriya. I was doubting who to choose, and he had some mystic power, and he went with his daughter to see Lord Brahma to ask advice. But Lord Brahma, that's in the Bhagavatam, he was just hearing a concert of the Gandharvas. And like that takes, was nearly finished, and said, Brahma said, yeah, just wait 5 minutes. And 5 minutes later, the king presented his daughter and asked the reason why he came. And Lord Brahma started laughing. He said, you are here already 10 minutes on Brahma Loka. So millions of years have passed on earth. All your dynasty, all these kings, they are not there anymore. He said, you can marry your daughter to Balaram is here. An expansion of Balaram. So this plan making, it's all like a dream. And by hearing this story, the forest of enjoyment, we start to wake up from this dream. And I started to give another lecture. Thank you very much. Shantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.